Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Why is it so hard to get your team members to do the things the way you want and need them to do it? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to address a question that many business owners ask themselves over and over again. In fact, it's a question that came up just this past week as I was working with a client who was trying to solve a challenging situation with their business. Here's your reality. Anytime you ask someone to do something your way or change their process from steps A, B, and C to steps X, Y, and Z, we're asking them to make a change in their current behavior or current way of doing something. And you know how difficult it is to get someone to make a change? In some cases, it seems almost impossible. Which is why my question for you today is, why is it so hard to get your team members to do things the way you want and need them to do it? Truth be told, it's not impossible at all. In fact, it's simply a math equation. That's right. Getting someone to do what you need or want them to do is all about getting the math right. You get the math right, and the person will do what you want, without exception, every time, like magic. The problem is, you don't know the math equation, which is why you don't get it right every time. It's why you sometimes get lucky and they do exactly what you ask them, while other times they just look at you with a puzzled look on their face, or worse yet, just go on about doing things the same old way, even after you've explained it to them what you expect. If you're like most people, this can be the most infuriating and frustrating situation. It seems clear to you that it needs to be done differently, but everyone around you seems to be blind, or else they really don't care. So what should you do? I'd suggest you start by going back to school and getting out your math book. The answer's right there, very clearly. It's a simple formula. Write this down. It goes like this. D times V, put those in parentheses, plus F must be greater than R. Let me say that again. D times V, in parentheses, plus F is greater than R. There you have it. The only formula you'll ever need to get anyone to do exactly what you need and want them to do. How cool is that? Now, go out there and make things happen. What? Wait a minute, you say? That doesn't help? Really? What else do you need? The answer's right there in the formula. Can't you see it? D times V, in parentheses, plus F, greater than R. Come on, it can't be that hard. You remember back to your high school math days? It's a simple equation. You get the equation right, and it works like butter. All you need to do is make sure that the value on the left side of the equation, that's on the left side of the greater than sign, is in fact greater than the right side. No big deal. Easy, simple, a snap. Would it help for you to know what the letters stand for? Sure, that might be the missing piece of the puzzle. Okay, never fear. Here you are, the definitions of the letters in the equation. D stands for dissatisfaction. V stands for vision. F stands for first steps. And R stands for resistance. So let me give you the formula again with the words rather than the letters. Dissatisfaction times vision, in parentheses, plus first steps has got to be greater than resistance. See, I told you it was simple. This works with absolutely everything. But let me go into a little bit more detail. And while I'm sharing the detail, you can be thinking about how this would apply to something you're trying to change in your business right now. Let's start with dissatisfaction. If we want someone to do something differently or make a change from something they're doing today, we've got to know what it is that's causing them pain, frustration, or dissatisfaction with the way that they're doing it today. This is the D in the equation. You've got to get inside their head and think about the things they don't like about how they're doing it today. It may be that when they do something, it takes a long time, or it doesn't always work right, or it's expensive, or it causes pain somewhere else. In many cases, there are multiple points of dissatisfaction. If you're trying to change something, start by listing all the points of current dissatisfaction. Vision. Next, we need to paint a picture of the way things could be if they were done differently. This needs to be a very pretty picture, something that's significantly different than what they're experiencing today. If the V, the vision, is not much different than what's happening today, then it's not going to be worth the time and effort to make the change. It's got to be clear, compelling, and inspiring. I find that most people spend little time on this, and as a result, those around them have no real idea of what things could look like after making the change that's being requested or proposed. Let's be honest. If the vision is not exciting to you, there's no way it will be exciting for others on your team. And lastly on this point, since the vision is being multiplied by the dissatisfaction, if there's no vision of a better future, then the dissatisfaction is multiplied by zero, which results in a zero. When this is the case, it's nearly impossible for this result to be greater than the R, the resistance. First steps. In most cases, the vision will be very different than today's reality, so most people will be skeptical that the change will ever happen. It may seem like it's too big a leap of faith, and oftentimes it is. So you need to break the transition from where you are today to where you will be in the future into smaller, more reasonable, bite-sized steps. Then take the time to spell out just the first step that won't look as daunting as the big leap to the ultimate vision. A good way to think about this is to consider saving for your retirement. If you need $1 million to retire, and today you have $50,000 in the bank, it seems too far to even be real. Your mind thinks it could never happen. But when you explain that if you simply put aside $500 into your savings each month for the next 30 years, and then invest the savings in a relatively safe investment that will give you a 7% annual return, then you'll end up with over $1 million in your savings. The $500 per month savings is a first step. If you think this through, the first step can be the stepping stone that your team needs to get started on the journey towards doing things differently. And finally, resistance. The reality is that most people don't like to change what they're currently doing. There's a comfort in what they know. They've built habits and become very familiar with the way things are today. But if you want your new idea, your new way, to stick, you've got to know exactly why they prefer the way it is today. You've got to list everything that's keeping them from being open to the change. This is never just one thing. It's usually several specific things that are holding people back from making the change. You've got to think about this one completely until you have them all identified. This is critical. If the resistance is high, then the actions on the other side of the equation must be even higher. If the resistance is low, then it will take less effort on the other side of the equation. So there you have it. Dissatisfaction times vision, in parentheses, plus first steps must be greater than resistance. If you master this equation, you can get anyone to do anything. It's like knowing a magic trick. Give it a try on something simple just to prove that it works. Then move up to something more significant. Soon you'll be moving mountains and changing people's minds on a regular basis. Give me some feedback on how it's going. I'd love to hear some of your success stories. I'll bet you can even find ways to use this formula in every aspect of your business and your life. Or if you need help getting started or getting clear on each element of the change formula, just drop me an email and we'll find time to chat. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss catching people doing things right. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.